ever feel like just, you know, packing it all in, hitting the open road and finding a place that really truly feels like home?
It's a question a lot of us are asking, it seems.
Right. And that's what we're diving into today. But with a
We're
twist,
hopping on a bike.
well, not literally, but we are joining Diana, the force behind Unscripted 6160. She's on this incredible cross-country cycling journey, and she's investigating where people are going and, more importantly, why.
And it's not just the where that's got me fascinated, it's that why behind it. We'll be using Diana's blog posts and her website as our roadmap, so to speak, to understand what's really driving relocation trends in America right now. Like, what's the story?
Exactly. And this isn't just your run-of-the-mill travel blog.
Yeah.
Diana's journey, it was actually inspired by something really powerful, a close friend's battle with cancer. It really made her want to capture, share, like, these authentic experiences. There's a real depth of purpose here that you could just feel in her writing, you know?
Absolutely. And that personal touch, that's what makes this deep dive so compelling. It's not data points on a map. It's about connecting with the human stories behind all those moves. Diana cycling town to town, taking the time to really talk to residents, real estate agents, you name it, really getting the pulse of each place, you know?
Okay, hold on. Let's unpack this a little bit. So she's cycling, not flying, not driving,
Yeah.
cycling, which, I mean, that alone tells you this is about more than just checking cities off a
Yeah,
list.
precisely. There's a slowness to a journey like that, an intentionality that allows for such a different kind of observation. It's like the difference between skimming a news article versus actually sitting down, having a coffee, and having a conversation with someone who's living it, you know? And that's the kind of depth we're going for today.
I am so in. So where does it all begin? Give me the starting point.
Well, picture this. Diana's journey starts against the backdrop of a pretty massive trend, the California Exodus, her where's home. Excerpt, it mentions over 500,000 people leaving the state in just 2 years.
Wow, 500,000. I mean, we all hear about people leaving California, but those numbers really put it into perspective.
No kidding. Staggering, really.
So she sets out to understand what's fueling this mass migration, right? Like, what's
Yeah.
the driving force?
You got it. And while it's tempting to oversimplify it, to just chalk it up to the usual suspects, you know, remote work, that cost of living, Diana's journey. It's like a front row seat to how these trends play out on a personal level.
It's one thing to know the headlines, right? But to actually see how it impacts individual lives, families making huge decisions,
Yeah.
that's what makes it real, you know?
Okay, so Diana sets off to understand this phenomenon, and her journey is taking her through. Where exactly? Paint me a picture.
So think Pacific Northwest. Our sources capture this first leg of her journey, which is focused on Oregon, Washington, Idaho, Montana, those gorgeous states.
So we're talking, what, early June 2023?
That's right, a snapshot in time.
Right. Because you got to wonder, would those same places look different now, even just a year later, given, you know, the economy and everything else happening? That's such a great point. Imagine if Diana started this journey today, September 2024. Would she see that same influx of new residents? Would their reasons even be the same? Those are the kind of questions, honestly, that I think we'll be keeping in mind as we really dive into Diana's findings.
Okay, I'm hooked. This is more than just a relocation story, isn't it? This
Yeah.
is about understanding what home even means in
Oh,
today's world.
exactly. It's a question, honestly, with no easy answers, but that's what makes this entire exploration so fascinating. And who better to guide us than someone literally pedaling across the country to find those answers? And, you know, speaking of answers, Diana's writing, it really sings when she talks about these specific towns along the way.
Oh, totally.
It's not just about, oh, this place is cute. You know, it's like, what do those unique qualities tell us about what people are looking for when they're picking a new home, you know?
Yeah, it's like each town becomes like this little microcosm of these bigger relocation trends.
Absolutely. Like, she spends a good bit of time in Astoria, Oregon, right where the Columbia River meets the Pacific Ocean.
Okay, I'm picturing it.
Breathtaking scenery, a really vibrant art scene, you
Yeah.
know, history woven right into the very fabric of the town.
Okay, I can see the appeal,
Yeah.
especially coming from like a big bustling city.
Right. And you start to see this theme emerge, this yearning for a slower pace of life, connection to nature, but not giving up those cultural things completely. But what's interesting is how she contrasts Astoria with another Oregon town, Troutdale.
Oh, yeah. I love that little fun fact she threw in about how the name comes from, wait for it, trout, like the fish.
Right. It was the spot for fishing, apparently.
Legendary.
And it makes you think, right? It's more than just wanting prettier scenery outside your window. Troutdale's got that small town charm, but it's also that sense of community rooted in history and shared passions. I mean, in this case, it's fishing.
It's like those welcome to town name signs, but for Troutdale, they could just add on where the fish practically jump in your boat.
Honestly, I can see the billboard now, but putting my marketing head aside for a second, it highlights that the draw of a place, it goes beyond just what you can see, right? It's the lifestyle, it's belonging, something that connects with your values.
Which makes me think about the client stories that Diana shares. Because these aren't just hypothetical moves, right? These are real people who actually packed up and started over.
Exactly. Real stories. And they give you such a raw, unfiltered look at what's motivating people. Like, we can sit here and talk about housing costs and remote work until we're blue in the face. But when you hear about, for example, Mary from Yucaipa, who traded in her California home for a ranch, you're ready for this? 6 times the size in Oklahoma.
Wow.
That's what makes it real.
It's like, whoa, okay, suddenly we're not just talking numbers and graphs. This is about dreams. Wanting that land, that space, maybe even freedom. That just wasn't an option before.
And it's not always about escaping to wide open spaces either. Remember, Catherine, moved from California to Newport, Minnesota.
Oh, right. That whole coming home aspect of her story really hit me. Like, it's not always about finding a new home. It's about rediscovering an old one, right? Those roots.
Such a good point. Because it really challenges this assumption that everyone's chasing some perfect Instagram-worthy new life. Sometimes it's about going back to, you know, finding comfort in a world that feels honestly kind of chaotic.
It's like that saying, you can't go home again. But maybe sometimes you can. Or at least find a version of it that makes sense for you now. It really makes you think, you know. It's one thing to sit here, read these stories, but Diana's out there living it, experiencing those challenges and those wins of, you know, finding a place to call home.
And it's not just her own journey either. One thing from Diana's website really stuck with me. It's her partnership with the Realtors Relief Foundation. Have you heard of it?
I haven't, no. Tell me about it.
So they provide financial assistance to people who've been impacted by disasters. Fires, floods, you name it. And for Diana, it seems like this really natural extension of her project's whole theme, you know?
Totally. It's like we're here talking about folks who are choosing to move, seeking out a fresh start. But then there are so many who are forced to because life happened and now they have to rebuild.
Exactly. And it adds another layer to this whole home thing we've been unpacking, right? For people who've lost everything, finding a new place to live, it's just the first step. It's about rebuilding that sense of security, that feeling of belonging that got ripped away.
It's a good reminder. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, we're getting into the nitty-gritty, these individual stories, Diana's experiences, but there's a much bigger conversation happening here too.
Absolutely. It speaks to that universal truth, right? That deep down, we're all searching for that feeling of home. It's human, that need to connect, to feel grounded, to feel safe.
And that's what makes a deep dive like this so powerful. It's not just about why people move. It's about what home actually means to each of us.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
And speaking of big questions, I've got one for our listeners out there. Think about this. If you were to embark on a journey like Diana's, what one question about home would you be most curious about? Like, what would be that burning curiosity that gets you on that bike, so to speak?
Ooh, I love that. It's easy to get caught up in Diana's story, but this brings it back to us, right? Our own backyards.
Right. Because at the end of the day, whether we're talking about cycling across the country or just, you know, reflecting on our own lives, this search for home, it's a journey we're all on in some way. So as you're following Diana's adventures, and you should, check out Unscripted 6160. Keep that question in mind. And who knows, maybe, just maybe, this deep dive will help uncover some of your own answers along the way.